Welcome to the deep dive. Our goal here is always to take a whole load of information, sift through it, and pull out what you really need to know efficiently.
Exactly. And today we've got the No Agenda newsletter dated May 7th, 2025.
Right. So the mission today is to kind of zero in on the key messages, what they're trying to communicate here. Straight off the bat, they mentioned Mother's Day coming up and also VE Day. That caught my eye.
Yeah, let's start with Mother's Day. The newsletter reflects on it. And what's interesting is this idea they put forward.
Which idea is that?
That during the COVID pandemic, there is this like heightened sense of appreciation for mothers. Real glory and love, as they put it.
Ah, right. And they feel maybe that's faded.
Seems to be the implication. They suggest, you know, trying to recapture that feeling.
It's an interesting observation. They even say that before the pandemic, things felt more divided regarding mothers.
It's a perspective for sure.
And then right after that thought, there's the prompt. Tell your mother you love her. And, oh, here's a link to donate.
Yes, that connection, the commentary followed by the donation appeal, that's definitely a theme here. It highlights how central listener support is for them.
Definitely. Okay, so moving from Mother's Day to VE Day, they seem concerned it wasn't getting enough attention.
Yeah, specifically they mentioned Friday, May 9th, 2025. They perceive a lack of recognition, though it's worth pointing out VE Day is actually May 8th.
Huh. Okay, slight date confusion there perhaps, but their point is about the lack of focus, right?
Exactly. They contrast it with things like Gender Diversity Day or Trans Recognition Day, suggesting those get more play.
And they specifically call out Google Calendar, saying VE Day isn't marked there.
Right. It's framed as a question of, well, what gets remembered and prioritized in our, you know, public awareness.
They also mention it being the 80th anniversary. And then bring in some media criticism.
Yes, they criticize U.S. media, suggesting the focus is more on comparing Trump to Hitler rather than commemorating the end of World War II in Europe.
So it's presented as a kind of misdirected focus in the media, according to them.
That seems to be their take. And again, this leads directly into a call for a specific No Agenda VE Day donation.
There's that link again. Commentary, then the ask. Very direct.
Very. And they amplify this point by looking internationally. They mention the UK and Russia.
What do they say about them?
They claim the UK and Russia are spending the whole week celebrating the 90th anniversary of the end of WWII in Europe.
Wait, 90th. First it was the 80th, now the 90th. And VE Day was 1945. So 2025 would be the 80th. Bit of a number mix up there, too.
Seems like it. But the core message, the underlying point they're making, is that they believe the U.S. is really downplaying this historical anniversary compared to others.
Okay, so using that comparison to strengthen their argument about VE Day being overlooked in the U.S.
Precisely. It feeds into this larger idea about national memory and choices around commemoration.
Got it. And after these sort of cultural observations, they shift gears quite clearly.
Right into the practical stuff, financial support, how listeners can contribute.
And they really lay it all out, don't they? Lots of options.
They do. They start with the general V4V random donations, PayPal, Stripe. They make a point of saying all support is appreciated.
Then there's the EP donation executive producer. That one comes with a perk, a media credit.
Yeah, a more tangible return for a presumably larger contribution. And they give practical details, too, like the P.O. Box address in El Cerrito, California for checks.
And they even mention taking foreign currency checks. That suggests, well, an international listener base.
Definitely. And then they spend quite a bit of time on recurring donations, subscriptions, essentially.
Right. Framing it as something that gives them more stability. Yeah. They list out the tiers.
Mm-hmm. The $33.33 a month one, they say that's the most popular.
Then $11.11 a month. And they break down the $4 a week option to like 75 cents an hour. Clever framing.
It is. And there's also a $50 a month knighthood layaway. And of course, they say do-it-yourself open donations are always welcome.
It paints a very clear picture, doesn't it? This is how they operate. Listener funded.
Absolutely. And that focus on consistent recurring support makes sense for independent media, which then leads into the next big topic,
which contrasts sharply with listener funding, the Met Gala.
Ah, yes. They do not hold back on this one. They call it horrid and insulting to the public.
Strong words. They mentioned they cost $75,000 for a ticket, though drinks are included, apparently.
Ah, well, that's something. And they note the exclusivity, Anna Wintour controlling the guest list. They even dropped Trump's name, saying he was refused entry before.
So setting it up as this very elite exclusive thing, and then they call it a clown show.
Yeah, a clown show that, surprisingly, they say, doesn't get much serious criticism.
But their main criticism seems deeper than just calling it silly.
Oh, definitely. They argue it's fundamentally about social cruelty. That's their term.
Social cruelty. How so?
Their interpretation is that celebrities are encouraged or maybe pressured to wear these really outlandish outfits, basically for the entertainment and mockery of, you know, the real upper crust.
They use an analogy, don't they?
They do. Like a goofy guy being set up for humiliation at a sorority house. It's a pretty stark image.
It really is. And they extend this, arguing the whole point is for the Manhattan elite to feel superior by laughing at outfits they see as ghetto or tasteless.
Yeah, reinforcing their own cultural standing through mockery. They even suggest a theme about black fashion was deliberately chosen to provoke looks the elite could then ridicule.
Wow, that's quite an interpretation. They mentioned the NY Post's coverage, too, as if backing this up.
Right, so for them, it's not about fashion. It's a power play, a display of social hierarchy.
Okay, so after that scathing critique, they bring it back home, so to speak.
Exactly. They tie it all back to their own identity, why No Agenda exists, and how it operates.
They state very clearly that they provide independent news analysis because they are listener supported.
Mm-hmm. Free from corporate influence, advertiser influence. They explicitly say no creepy advertisers or corporate or communist influencers.
It's their core value proposition, really linked directly back to all those donation methods they just detailed.
Mm. Absolutely. The funding model isn't just practical, it's presented as ideological. It guarantees their independence, in their view.
Makes sense. And then just at the end, they mention a regular feature.
Yeah, the Hypocrite of the Week section. Though this particular excerpt didn't give the specific example for that week.
Okay. So wrapping up this deep dive on the May 7th No Agenda newsletter, we've seen their thoughts on Mother's Day nostalgia.
Uh-huh. Their concerns about V-Day recognition, or the lack thereof, mixed with some date and number inconsistencies.
Right. Then the very detailed breakdown of how they're funded through listener support.
And finally, that really pointed, very critical take on the Met Gala as a symbol of, well, elite social dynamics.
It definitely gives you a concentrated look into their perspective, their priorities right now, mm-hmm. how they see cultural events, their audience relationship, and the importance of that funding model.
It really does. It's all interconnected in their presentation.
So maybe here's something for you, the listener, to think about. How often do you notice the way media outlets frame things? You know, what events get prominence, what values are highlighted, what gets downplayed. It's interesting to consider what underlying messages might be communicated just through those choices of emphasis, something to mull over.